Well, you join me for this audio boo, which has been recorded at Giglane Bury for this FA Cup second qualifying round between FC United and Manchester and Lancaster City. There's just a few minutes to go until the end of the first half here, and FC United and Manchester from the Evo Stick Premier Division have had their work cut out, I think it's fair to say, this afternoon against their opponents who currently lie in third position in the Evo Stick League One, which is one league below FC United and Manchester. And Lancaster City, who are playing in all blue, have certainly had the better of this first half so far as they look to attack on this near side of the pitch. And the centre forward, Danny Hattersley, goes up for the ball inside the FC United and Manchester penalty area. But young Danny Grimshaw for FC United and Manchester comes away with the ball and plays the ball through to Carlos Rocca, who picks the ball up just midway inside his own half and tries to actually keep the ball in on the far side of the pitch, but he can't do so. As I said, Lancaster City have had the bulk of the play so far this afternoon. They should have gone ahead on 25 minutes when Lee Dodgson managed to evade FC United and Manchester's goalkeeper James Spencer and beat the onrushing goalkeeper. The ball bounced over Spencer's head, but unfortunately for the Lancaster man, footed against the crossbar and was cleared by FC United and Manchester. Young Danny Hattersley, the centre forward for Lancaster City, should have probably put the Lancaster side ahead on 27 minutes as Lancaster come forward again. A shot coming in from 25 yards by Lee Dodgson, but the referee had already pulled up play for a foul on Danny Hattersley by FC United's Jake Cottrell, and it looks like Cottrell may well be going in the book. In fact, he is going in the book. No nonsense there from the referee Matthew Walsh. Didn't like what he saw there from Jake Cottrell, who went in on the back of Danny Hattersley. And with 45 minutes on the clock and 1 minute of injury time being played, Lancaster City here at Giglane are finishing the first half, truthfully, in the way that they've played much of the half, on the ascendancy, on top. Three shots at goal to FC United's two, but in terms of territorial possession and attacking intent, Lancaster City have looked a cut above their higher league opponents this afternoon. As a free kick's going to be taken by Ryan Elderton, swings the ball into the far side of the 18-yard area, but that's an infringement on the far side by the Lancaster City captain, Neil Marshall, who doesn't like that one bit, but he laughed a lump bit, and the referee didn't like FC United and Manchester goalkeeper Jim Spencer taking that free kick a little bit too quickly as far as the referee was concerned. So that'll be a retake free kick for James Spencer for FC United, and there can't be much long left of the first half. And indeed, just on cue, referee Mr. Matthew Walsh blows the whistle for half time. Jake Cottrell still having a word in the referee's ear about the booking he received a minute before the end of that half. But as I was saying in commentary there, Lancaster City have played the best football so far in this first half, and FC United and Manchester from the Evo Stick Premier Division will have to up their game in the second half if they're to have a cup run to match last year's fantastic scenes that they saw down at Spotland and also at Brighton when they advanced to the FA Cup second round proper. Today it's the FA Cup second qualifying round, and the half-time score here at a very warm and a very sunny Giglane is FC United and Manchester 0, Lancaster City 0.